USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
OPEC and its allied oil producers agreed Thursday to boost oil production more than 200,000 additional barrels a day in July and August. The move may help ease surging oil prices. OPEC now plans to produce around 650,000 barrels a day in total. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. A Democrat House committee has launched an investigation into former Trump White House advisor Jared Kushner and a $2 billion investment in his private equity company from a wealth fund controlled by Saudi Arabia's crown prince. A spokesman said, Mr. Kushner fully abided by all legal and ethical guidelines both during and after his government service. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A plea has been entered by the 18-year-old Buffalo, New York shooter.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting in which 10 people were killed pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center says showers and thunderstorms over the Yucatan Peninsula could turn into Tropical Storm Alex before hitting Florida on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After witnessing President Biden's all-out assault on the Constitution last night, Texas Representative Troy Nels on Newsmax says Biden is missing the mark. Guns are not the issue. The congressman says we have mental health issues in America.
This week, we're getting back up to Washington. We'll go back up next week. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of legislation comes through the Senate. We do know that Nancy Pelosi's talking about some type of gun control measures, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens here next week. But it's just a sad, state of affairs to see that there are so many evil people out there, evil people that are going out there and murdering innocent children. And it's unacceptable. Something needs to be done. But the idea that gun control is going to solve this problem, I just don't believe that's the answer.
As the least affected age group during the pandemic was the young children, the White House continues to push for them to get vaccinated.
The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under 5 could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. An FDA advisory committee is scheduled to meet on June 14th and 15th to consider the application from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.